We were here probably within 4 minutes of the time that we got the alarm. And then en route, we called for mutual aid with Grundy County and Mercer County. We ended up disregarding Mercer County because the fire was out by that time. So we haven't seen them guys. Thank you guys. And Grundy County guys were here, and we had a lot of help with them. But my main thing was that I needed tanker water because our pumper, which is the yellow one, which you can't see, only holds 800 gallons of water, and it don't take long to pump 800 off. From what I'm gathering, if you want to scan over that way, there's a tub over there. They were burning that tub off, and somehow it got away from them, and there was a set of plastic sitting over here by the building. It got into that plastic, a big pile of plastic, and that's what originally started the fire, but then it got inside the panels and that, and started burning everything in there. The building's not a total loss, but with the equipment and the products and stuff they had in there, we're just gonna estimate roughly between a half to $750,000. Everybody was out safe. We had accountability with all the firemen and with the employees that work here. We talked to the foreman. The foreman said yes, all of his people were out. Grundy County had a person here on scene that's his job, is make sure that all of his people are in and out and where they're at all times. And basically, I have the same thing with one of our people.